p.m. Also, a friendly reminder that at 8:30 tonight we are going to be screening a brand new production. This year's Haggadah Shir is going to be called A Seder in Shemayim. It will feature a number of great Torah leaders speaking about their mentors who passed over the course of the year. I had a chance to organize some of it and be involved in it together with my son. And I want to invite you because I think it's going to be something you don't want to miss. And I also want to let you know that it's being sponsored as a schus for Ushlema for Falar and Akohen Ben Rivka, and also for Sarah Chana Bas Miriam Disha. And so please take advantage of it, as well as all the learning opportunities today, 8:30 on the Zoom channel. Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We're learning the Sechta Negaim. We're in the 8th parak. Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, and the Mishnah tells us Kol Prichas Rashi Yevam Shebe Prichas Antia Ru Tamei. Whenever you have an extremity that's spread completely, and the spreading makes a person that was it made a person who was tamei into tohor. So when the nega starts to recede, it's no longer covering the entire body. So the people become tamei. If it's an extremity, then that when it came back and it made a person tamei who was tor, niskasu tor. So if it becomes covered, so then it the person's tor. Niskalu tamei afilu me'apamim. So if the nega keeps moving over the hand, over the fingers, and then back, over the fingers, and then back, so each time the person becomes tar, and then he becomes tummy again as the nega recedes. Now, anywhere that's able to become tummy from nega of baharis impedes spreading. Something that's not able to become tummy, right, doesn't hold back the idea of being of having it spread. Ketzad parcha b'kulo avalo b'roshu b'zakan. What happens if the nega covers him from head to foot, except for his head or his beard, or except for bashchinu b'mecha b'kadachas hamardin, or for a boil, a burn, or a wound, right? Chazar harosh v'zakan minikrachu. What happens if the hair of the head or the beard fell out? Or if the boil, the burn, or the skin partially heals. So in these cases, Tahorim, the people are going to be Torah, even though that means in a particular moment in time, the whole body is not covered in the tzaras, because these things aren't included in where the nega can spread. What if it spread totally over the body, except for less than a half a lentil size, close to these places? And the Chazar Rosh Vazakam Minikrachu Ashkin Vamechon Avakadeach Menasu Tzareves. So Apal Bishenasa Makom Amichya Baharis Tamei Adjetiv Rach Bakulo. Even though these areas, if it spreads up to a half a lentil close, and now because the beard's not there, the hair fell out, now you have a full lentil size that's uncovered. So in that situation, the person's going to be declared to be Tamei until it spreads even over that area. In other words, the fact that there's a certain part of the body that is supposed to be covered, in order for us to call the person kulo hafach lavan, it will be mitzarif, the nega will be mitzarif, the area of the space, to create that space as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.